So last week, I gave you all a godly principle that most successful people have. Amen?
Right.
And that principle was
perseverance.
Huh? Most successful people, they persevere. They're consistent. They continue. They don't stop. They don't quit. Amen? You hear me, Cameron? Successful people don't quit.
Amen?
Amen? I got a saying on my desk. I'm gonna give this to you. It says, losers quit when they fail, but winners fail until they succeed. That's the difference. They just keep trying. They don't quit. Amen. This principle, saints of God, I told you all last week, has to be applied to our walk with God. We can't quit. We have to persevere. Amen. We are disciples of God. Right? So he won't allow us to walk in darkness. That's not going to happen. He'll keep us in truth. But the qualifier is we got to persevere. Jesus said it. He said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the truth will make us free. That's why we're in truth. Because we just continue. It's going to keep us in truth. Amen. We got to continue, saints of God, because we want the truth to keep coming.
Amen.
Never stop. We want to always, forever be in the light. Forever. Amen. So we got to get this principle in our spirit. You know, it says, don't grow weary of well-doing. Right? Because in due season, we will reap. If we faint, if we don't stop, if we learn to continue, persevere, go break through. When Satan comes with all those little problems that he comes to us with, don't cancel your appointment with God. Amen. Huh? He'll just keep bringing all these problems to you if he knows you're going to cancel your appointment. Oh, his job is to lure you away from God. Amen. Don't cancel your appointment with God, saints, whatever you do. When he brings those problems, run to God. Huh? Then you'll have less problems. Amen. He's going to be like, every time I come in to destroy them, they even run to God even more. I'm going to leave them alone. That's what the script say, well, submit to God, then resist the devil. Ain't that what it say? That's how he flee. Huh? He don't flee when you run away from God, try to do it yourself. He don't flee. He love that. Oh, yeah, I lured him into the battle to fight me without God. That's a losing battle. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So last week, we saw that perseverance, consistency, and continue is our walk with God. Amen. That's how we walk. We apply that principle to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word last week, Lord. But you all know I'm in the now. Wow, we all have faith. When is faith?
Now
faith is. It's right now. Amen. So today I'm going to use food. Amen. Because I want to give you this earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. Amen. So I'm going to use food to do that because we like to eat well, don't we? But the last couple of weeks, I've been cleansing, saints. I've been trying to get back to this cleansing place, but and I'm there. Yes. Amen. But what I notice is it's much easier to cleanse with fruits and vegetables and cleansing teas and all that when I don't let myself get so hungry. Amen. If you don't allow yourself to get so hungry, it's a lot easier to do it. Amen. As soon as I feel, I'm going to eat the apple ahead of time. Huh? I'm going to cut the pineapple up and eat it ahead of time. I'm going to drink all this water ahead of time. I'm not allowing myself to get so hungry. Huh? I understand what they mean when they say you should eat 5 small meals a day. That's really the way to eat, saints. Because you don't allow yourself to get so hungry. Because when you get real hungry, that's when you snap. That's when you snap. Amen. But you got to understand, it's about food is our fuel. It's like gas to a car. Amen. The purpose of it is to give us energy and strengthen us and to keep us healthy. That's the purpose of food. Amen. We in America, you know, we've made it into a crutch. We plan all our meetings around it. I mean, everything. Food is our everything here in America. But the real purpose is to fuel our bodies, amen, to keep us healthy and to give us energy. Amen. But we don't look at food that way. You know how we look at it? Does it taste good? Is it good? Do it taste good? We just want something to taste good. Amen. But we really should be looking for something that's good for us. Amen. Satan, if he can have his way, saints, he just wants us to think backwards because he's backwards. You know, whatever God says, he's just the opposite. Amen. You all know if God say up, he say down. No, you got to go down. You know, but God said go right. Don't go right. Go left. Amen. He's opposite of God. Amen. So many of us live to eat. Amen. But you know what the opposite is? We should be eating to live. Amen. But he has us thinking backwards. Every day, wake up, what am I going to eat? Oh, I'm going to so-and-so in the day. I'm going here. I'm going to have this. We just live to eat all the time. But we really should be eating to live. And when you cleanse, you can see it so clear. Amen. It's really so clear. And you feel so much better, too. God, I feel my leg just stopped hurting. My leg was behind my leg. Every time I run, it just went away. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I learned, saints, that to not allow ourselves to get so hungry. That's when we get a taste for the wrong foods and we tend to overeat them. Amen. We overeat that stuff that's in our minds. Good. Oh, I love it. I'm going to get me some barbecue. Until we just overeat it. Amen. Because we're eating for taste. Huh? We're not thinking, wow, this got to fuel me. See, if we had a little more exercise in our life, that help you to stay away from that. Because you know, tomorrow I got to start a little, and that barbecue ain't going to do nothing. It's going to slow me. It's going to make me sluggish. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Fruits and vegetables, saints, are living food. Amen. They have active enzymes. See, most of the time we eat, what we eat is dead. Or if it's not there, we take the food and we cook it. And when we cook it, we kill it. Amen. So we should be eating more raw food, fruits and vegetables in a natural state. They're alive. Think about it. I'm trying to give you this earthly illustration of a heavenly truth right now. Amen. We should be eating life. Amen. That's what we should be eating. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We got to stop eating so much death, saints, and eat life. And raw fruits and vegetables is the key. But in order to stick to that diet, you cannot let yourself get so hungry. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give you this earthly illustration of this heavenly truth. To stay clear from foolishness, saints, of this world, don't allow your flesh to get so hungry. Come on. Amen. I'm just going to show you this through food, but I want you to catch this revelation. I want you to see it. Amen. Because I want to keep you out of foolishness. Amen. Hunger, you know what that does to the flesh? It increases the lust of the flesh. Hunger increases the lust of the flesh. Amen. And that's a tool Satan can use. Huh? Satan loves a lustful flesh. Huh? Greed is his friend. He wants you to be greedy in everything. Oh, when they eat, let them overeat. Huh? Whatever it is, give them too much of it. Huh? It's either I'm not going to give you enough, I'm going to give you too much. Huh? But the end result is the same. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor Bryant used to say this. I'm going to give you all this one here. He would talk to the married couples and he would talk to the woman and say, if your man wants to come together with you, Please don't say no. Amen. Don't say no to the man. Why? Because there's nowhere else he can go. Huh? You like Jesus in that sense to him. Amen. When Jesus was giving him that high-end truth and his disciples started walking away from him, he looked at Peter. He said, you going to leave too, Peter? He's saying, go where? Right. You got the words. Where am I going to go? Right. Well, that's how our wives are to us. Huh? See, if my wife don't feel like cooking, good, I'll go to Priscilla's. I can eat that soul food over there if I got a taste for soul food. Amen. But if I want to come together with her and be intimate with her and she doesn't feel like there's nowhere I can go. Now I'm out there hungry. Ooh, Satan likes a hungry flesh. Amen. Now I'm hungry. And I can't go anywhere and stay connected to my Father. Huh? And I don't want to lose that anointing ever. I'm just trying to show you all something with that one. Amen. Hunger increases the lust of the flesh. Amen. Don't allow your flesh to get so hungry. Amen. Let me show you something in Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs chapter 27. Let me give you this real quick. Proverbs 27, saints of God. To keep down foolishness and drama, don't allow your flesh to get hungry. Amen. I want to keep cleansing. I want to keep cleansing my system, and I don't allow it to get hungry. Amen. You all at Proverbs 27, look at verse 1. It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I love that about God, because you know what he does? He keeps us in the now. That's why I like staying in the now. You don't know what tomorrow. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. All we got is now. Now. That's why they call it the present. It's a gift. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. It's a present. Amen. So that scripture says, hey, don't be talking about tomorrow this, tomorrow that, because you don't even know what's going to go on today. Amen. Verse 2, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. Well, we did this message a few weeks ago, right? Don't boast on yourself. Huh? Don't judge yourself by yourself. Don't judge yourself by other people. None of that. Let people see your good works and praise you. Yes. Amen. Jesus never praised himself. Huh? He was never out there talking about, look, I heal the sick. I give sight to the blind. I raise the dead. He didn't do none of that. But the Bible says a fame went out about him. He was just about the business of the Father's kingdom. That was it. That's all. Amen. Look at verse 3. It says, a stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Now, we know stones can be real heavy. Amen. And a whole bunch of sand can weigh you down. But it's really hard to put up with a fool. Listen to me, saints of God. That's a hard. Look, you probably rather carry some stones. It's hard to put up with a fool. Amen. Oh, Lord. Look at Nabal and Abigail. David was going to kill him. And he was like, I don't worry about him. Huh? Abigail said, look, David, he's a fool. He's a foolish man. Please don't take what he say. He just don't know. I'm going to go home and wire him up, but he don't know right now what's getting ready to happen. David, just calm down. Abigail had wisdom. She's a virtuous woman. Amen. She said, hold up now, you're a fool. Just let's get that established. Then went home and told him what was about to happen. He had a heart attack. What did they say? 10 days later, he was out of here. And David was gone with his wife. Woo, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Here's verse 4. Listen to this one, saints. It says, wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Envy is something else. It'll take you to the grave. Isn't that what it says? Envy is a mess. See, wrath and anger, it may cause you to fight. But after the anger goes away, you all can make up. You can make up. It goes away, you can make up. You got a chance with wrath and anger. He says it's outrageous, but you got a chance. But envy, see, that promotes jealousy. And that can take you out of here. Huh? That'll take you to the grave. It's dangerous. It's an insult to God. When you envy, oh, I really want to be like you. I can tell you got, you know what you're saying to God? You don't know what you're doing. You made me, you sent me here, and I should be like that. And then now I'm jealous. Now I'm all out of order. Now I'm trying to, and that right there can take you to the grave. Amen. It say, who can stand before that? Wow. Look at verse 5. It says, open rebuke is better than secret love. Huh? It says, when you correct someone openly, it's better. Amen. Than when you know something is someone is you need to approve them, but you never tell them. You never tell them. You can encourage them, but you don't say anything. It says, don't do that. Correct them openly, and that's better than knowing, hey, you know what? I can really bless you in this area, and don't do nothing. Just keep it a secret. Amen. Look at verse 6. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Wow. See, if a friend hurts you, it's worth it. I mean, sometimes you can get past that. You'll grow. Huh? Friends can disappoint you. Amen. We know that, right? But when your enemy kisses you and get all friendly with you, they trying to do you in. Amen. That's why I say that's deceitful. When your enemy starts chumming all up to you. Amen. Hey, but I said all that to say this. Look at verse 7. It says, the fool soul loathed it. What, Minister Lisa? It said, a fool soul? It won't even, a honeycomb? I don't need it. I'm full. Huh? Listen to me, man and woman of God. When that fine woman, that Delilah, come at your man and he full? You look nice. You look nice. But my wife, I love her. Huh? She got me on full. Amen. Huh? It said the full soul loathed the honeycomb. Minister Lisa was talking about how sweet that honeycomb is, wasn't she? She be in my word. She be just looking in my window or something. She know what's coming. Amen. It said, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Just because you're hungry. You can't let the flesh get hungry. Amen. Oh, I just wanted to show you all that one. Don't let it get hungry. When I'm cleansing, I just don't allow myself to get hungry. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got to feed it. Feed it the proper food. Feed it life, right? Amen. Same with you know what gets it all hungry? When we feed it craziness. All that music. Keep feeding your flesh that. Cammy Kalon, just keep feeding that nonsense, putting that nonsense in your head. Huh? That makes the flesh hungry. Right. Amen. I just wanted to give you all that truth. Wow. Huh? To keep it in order. You can't let it get hungry. Amen. Illicit sex. All that stuff makes it hungry. And it's not subject to God. I say, no, yes, it is. Everything is subject to God. No, it's not. And the flesh is not subject to God, neither can be. He don't care nothing. If you're in your flesh, it's impossible to please God. It is. Amen. Hungry soul. Every bitter thing is sweet. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. hunger increases the lust of the flesh. Is that what I said? Praise God. What did it say? The full soul loafed a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Question for you all. How do you fill your soul and keep it from being hungry? Amen. With the Holy Spirit and God's word. Amen. That's how you fill it and keep it from being hungry. Satan only has three tools or devices that he uses to destroy us saints. Only three. And I'm going to clearly show them to you right now. I'm going to show you the three tools or temptations that he has. See, we think he got a lot, right? God got everything. God, if God don't have it, he could just create it. He's the creator. Amen. Satan can't create anything. He's the copycat. He just tries to use what God uses and perverts it. But he can't create anything. But I'm going to show you right now what he has. Amen. Okay, I'm going to make it plain. Turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to show you what the devil, all he has, really. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 4. You all there?
Amen.
Okay, let's look at verse 1. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit. Okay, right there, you know what I want y'all to say? I want everybody to say this right here. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything is going to be all right.
Good, good, good. All right. Into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So it says, Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And y'all said, everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Why? Why is everything going to be all right? He getting ready to get tempted by the devil. Come on, Minister Lisa. Because he was led by the Spirit. If you allow the Spirit of God to lead you, say it again, saints. Everything is going to be all right. Believe me, there's nothing going to be able to deal with you. He was led up of the Spirit. I knew right then, okay, everything going to be all right. Amen. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterwards and hungered. Uh-oh. His flesh was hungry. Look, it said after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he cleansed that mess. He killed that flesh, really. It was hungry. So much meat on this bone, saints. We talked about not allowing yourself to get hungry, right? That's when you lose it and can be tempted, right? Is that what we said? Uh-oh. Praise God. Let's go to Luke 4. Go to Luke 4. Minister Lisa be calling it out. Let me show you something in Luke 4. We said we're not going to allow ourselves to get hungry.
Right.
But here, Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and it said clearly he was hungry.
That's what it said.
You all at Luke 4?
Yeah.
Keep your finger on Matthew now. We're going right back. Okay, look at Luke 4. Look at his account of the same thing. Luke says, look at verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Uh-oh. Luke showed us something. So this is what I'm going to show you. Here go to Revelation. When you fast 40 days and 40 nights, your flesh is dead.
Right.
You're going to be full of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's a whole nother kind of hunger on the flesh. That's a dead flesh.
Right.
Amen. So now it looks like this, saints. Here's your spirit. Here's your flesh.
Right. Right.
That's a prosperous, healthy saint of God when he looked like this.
Right.
The spirit is going to be leading you. It's way over your flesh.
Right.
It's dead. Amen. You killed it. Anything you don't feed will die. Amen. He he done fasted for 40 days and he's hungry, but it's dead. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Look at verse 2 in Luke. It says, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he was hungry. Is that what it said in Matthew? All right, let's flip back to Matthew. Let's flip right back to Matthew. Amen. And look at verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Did you check that out? See, after he was hungry, amen, that's when the tempter comes. Huh? That's why you don't want to let yourself get hungry. Huh? We're back on the natural side now. Because when you get hungry, the tempter comes. Now you snap. I'm going to go get me this. I'm going to go get me that. Amen. Huh? It said, when the tempter came, amen, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made of bread. Which one of his temptations is he working right here, saints? The lust of the flesh. The flesh is hungry. He's playing. That's one of his greatest temptations. I know you hungry. Huh? And then he always liked to cast doubt. I know you hungry, but if you the Son of God, if you are who you say you are, then you can make this bread, these stones into some bread you can eat because you hungry. I know you hungry. Amen. That's the lust of the flesh. So that's one. Everybody say one.
One.
The lust of the flesh, that's one. I said he only got what?
Three.
Okay. I go one right there. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Right.
See, when the Holy Spirit is leading you, because it says Jesus was led up by the Spirit, right, for this temptation. When the Holy Spirit is leading you, saints of God, it will speak God's word right out of your mouth.
Right.
Amen. Seen it a zillion times. Talking to someone and they say something just way out. And before I know it, I'm saying something. I'm like, how am I saying? The Holy Spirit just will begin to correct. When it's leading you, it will speak through you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The Holy Spirit said, look, you know, man don't live by bread alone. Amen. Look at verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. So what did he do? He took him to the holy city. Huh? He know, hey, this is your spot.
Right.
Check out how the devil work now. He took him to a spot and put him way up in his spot. Huh? To the pinnacle of the temple. Is that how he do it? He know how to set us up, man of God. Man of God, he know how to set us up. Amen. He knows how to set us up. That's why you got to be full of the Holy Spirit. You got to have something waiting on him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, he'll don't let him lure you in that fight by yourself. Praise God. So he set him up on the high spot of the temple. They say that at the highest place he set him, I was reading something, it said the drop from that temple was 450 feet. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, there we go with that if stuff again, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Which temptation was that one, saints? I say he only got three. He used the lust of the flesh on him the first time, right? Which one is he using this time? Pride of life. Be studying your Bible, don't you, Minister Lee? Huh? Be in my, I think you'd be, look, it's the pride of life. How do we know? He puffed him up. See, saints of God, when he wants to puff us up, it's like, oh, you don't need God. You could do this by yourself. Huh? You way up here. Huh? That's just, we can tussle just me and you. Puff you up. Huh? And before you know it, you talking crazy. Yeah, I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a peculiar person, huh? Special. I'm God. I'm the apple of God's eye. He gets you to talking all that stuff. He's talking. Amen. Jesus didn't do none of that. He had them all puffed up, right? Huh? Jesus could have got proud. You know that, right? Look, when he said, if you be the Son of God, cast, he said, why you keep saying if? This is where he could have went. Why do you keep saying if to me? You know who I am. Huh? I'll show you who I am if I be. He could have went that with him. I was God in flesh. But he did not. What did he do? After Satan came, tempted him with the pride of life. Jesus said unto him, it is written what? Again. Again. He said, it's written again. We're going to go through this again, Satan. See, I'm trying to show y'all something. Huh? When you quote him the first time was written and he keep troubling, huh? Then you tell him what's written again. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, a lot of things happened when he did that. Look what he did. He told him, you ain't got no business tempting me. From the scriptures. He told him that from you. The scriptures say, it's written, Satan. You ain't got no business tempting me. You shouldn't tempt the Lord thy God. He telling him he God. Huh? You ain't got no business tempting me. Isn't that something? He didn't say, if it be, and I show you. He just said, you ain't supposed to be doing it. You clowning right now. You out of order. Lord have mercy. Look at verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Whoo! He took Jesus up to the exceeding high mountain. He's way up there now. He got a bunch of stuff going on. And showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down, catch his saints. What you got to do to worship him? Fall down. If you want to worship God, you are going to fall down. He finna tell some stuff up in your life. Amen. If you worship Satan, you will fall. That's the end. You're going to fall. You're going to fall down. Which one is he using on right here, saints of God? Now, you see, we saw the pride of life. We saw the lust of the flesh. I say he ain't got but three. What's the other one? The lust of the eyes. Huh? You know how? He showed it to him. He said, look, show of him all. He was showing it. He was playing with the lust in his eye. Look at that. Look at all. I'm going to show you all the nations of everything. All the kingdoms of the world. And not only did he show him that, but he showed him the glory in him. Look at that. That's a tough one right there. Ooh, he'll get us with that lust of the eye. Amen. And just think, Jesus, who that all belongs to. He showed him something that belonged to him. It's his. Amen. And he does that a lot to us, saints of God. I got to give you this revelation. See, we know we're a child of the Most High God. We're royalty. Amen. Our Father is a king. We know that. So certain things we got coming. Amen. All these promises, we got a lot coming. But you know what Satan will try to do? He'll try to get you out of time. He knew. See, because the things are coming in their season. Huh? When your season arrives, that's why the scripture said, don't grow weary of well-doing, because in your season, you're going to reap if you don't faint. So he knows how to play with time. Huh? These dope boys, they out here. Look at that. Look at that Cadillac. What's your boy driving? Huh? How are you working at McDonald's anyway, goofy? That's how you talk to him. Huh? Why are you working at McDonald's? You can have it, because I'm going to get me a Cadillac one day. You can have it right now. Look, do this for me. Get out of there. Why are you wasting? Look at that. Look at them. Look at the bag and fries slipping all around on that grease. Yeah, make a minimum wage. What are you doing? He don't know this word that eventually, his in his season, he's going to have everything he's supposed to have. And let me give you this, man and woman of God. That's when you want it. Because God gave me so many things that I cried to him for out of season. And you know what I did? Lost them all. I lost them. You don't want that stuff until you. That's why God prepares you to get you ready for what he's about to do for you. You got to be prepared. Amen. Because if you get it too soon and you ain't ready for it, you're going to mess it up. Ooh, I messed some stuff up. But our God is an awesome God. Huh? He'll allow you to get it back 7 times from the devil. That's the part I like. Amen. Wreck that satanic kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' name. Look at verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. What does the scripture say? Resist the devil and he will flee, right? What do the whole scripture say? Submit to God, then resist the devil. See, we Satan will let us quote them half scriptures all day. We'll resist the devil, he gonna flee. Right, you gotta do what's right, and it's in the same, that one's in the same line. It ain't even the previous one. It's in the same line. It says submit to God, that's what he was doing, with reading what was written. Then resist the devil, and he will flee. Amen. Satan was done with him, saints. He used all that he had. That's all he got. Them three. That's it, saints. I'll say prove that in the scripture. You know I'm going to show it to you. That's all he has. Those three. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh. That's it. Once he hits you with them, he's done. Amen. All right, flip back over to Luke. Let me show it to you. Luke 4, y'all should still be there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You all at Luke 4 again? Okay, let's look at verse 12 this time. It says, and Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now look what Jesus, look how Luke explains it. He said, Jesus told him, it is said. He didn't say it is written. He just said, Jesus said, and Jesus answered him unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You know, but we can say a lot of things. But we like that stuff in writing. Amen. I like Matthew's. Matthew said, it is written when Jesus was talking to him. But he said, it is said. Amen. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Look at verse 13. And when the devil had ended, come on, saints. All that he had. That's all he got. Did it say when he ended some of his temptation, then he let him, he left him alone. Let's read it again. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. That's all the. Look, saints of God, just know a couple things I just want y'all to see. First thing, you got to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? That's the number one thing. Amen? You have to be led by God's Spirit. Amen? And then, so you're submitting to God. You know to persevere, to continue. Don't quit. All of that. Amen? But Satan will depart from you. Amen. For a season. See, he's ignorant. He'll be back.
That's right.
And see, let's look at this thing. He'll be back. That's why you have to continue. Because he's coming back. You can't stop. You can't, I got you. I got him now. I'm done with him. No. It said for he's gonna come back. Amen. So we're gonna continue in these ways. Amen. Letting God just continue to build us up. Continue to kill our flesh every day, daily. That's why I said kill it daily, every day. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. He has, that's all that he has, saints, is those three things. That's it. Amen. Three books. Three bullets, man of God. He gonna keep shooting them same. And when he come back, what is he gonna do? Same thing. He ain't got nothing else. But by the time he come back, see, when you continue and you persevering in the word of God, you got a whole arsenal. You got all kind of testimony. Oh, you back? Fool, let me tell you what God been doing. It is written. See, he took me, and then he did this to me. And then, devil be like, let me leave this person alone. They too holy for me. You're going to be full. Oh, let me show you this. Oh, Satan, you back? Oh, Lord, well, let me just show you what God is doing today. Let me show you what my faith look like now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I never stop. So you stop, you're going to do something. I ain't never stop. Oh, Lord. Perseverance, saints of God. Amen. The devil don't have nothing else. That's all he got, saints. That's all he has. All right, let's finish it up like this. Let's look at verse 14. Stay in Luke. It says, and Jesus returned in the what, saints? That's how you're going to return. You hear me, man of God? Jesus returned, come on, in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Into Galilee. And there went out a fame. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Huh? Why did that fame go? He just dealt with them three temptations. See, when you bust Satan up after he come, a fame. How did that man of God, this happened, and then that happened? And I just knew he was gonna fall when this happened. How did he overcome that? The fame started going out. You ain't got to tell nobody. Hey, you know what? You ain't even got to tell them. Amen. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Listen to this, saints. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Listen, what are you going to read them, saints? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. Y'all getting what just happened? Huh? He's still reading what's written. Huh? He reading what's written about his own self. Just like he did to the devil. He reading what's written about him. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Huh? He looking at Ryan Isaiah, but he reading it up to date in Luke. This is what's going on right now. He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Who is the poor anyway? Huh? Amen. Not the ones that don't have no money. That don't have nothing to do with it. The ones that don't have Jesus Christ. Now you poor. Huh? If you don't have Christ, you are poor. You have nothing. Huh? You can have $1 million and not have Christ. You don't have anything. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? He said, I was sent to preach to them. And then he closed the book, saints. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. He read them way from Isaiah, but he told them, today you heard what's going on in this scripture right here. Hey. Amen. And all bear witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, who in the world is this? They said, who in the world is this? Amen. Huh? See, when God is using you like that, safe, he'd be like, ain't that Joseph's son? He come from Nazareth. Who is this? He read us this and read, and then closed the book and sat down, gave it to the minister. Huh? They was marveling, saints. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you today for your word, Lord. We thank you for showing us the devices of the devil clearly, Lord. Showing us how to operate in our